Hey, welcome to my podcast. This is Dr. Lisa Solcenti, and I'm so happy to have you here. And this is going to be a fun one, actually, because what we're going to talk about is some of these great gifts you can find for the holidays that are healthy. So giving the gift of health is probably the most generous and thoughtful gift that you can possibly give. Because you are worrying about someone's health, you're concerned about them, or maybe the person that you love is just really into it and you're really thinking about the things that they like in their life. And why is this really important? Because it's so easy just to give any gift, right? There's just any, like, we're talking about tangible gifts that you could wrap up and give, right? So you could pretty much give anything that you want in that way, but healthy things are really saying to the person, I care about your health, your well-being, your state of mind, right? Your state of being. So that truly is thinking about the person on so many levels. And that's about gift giving. This time of year is one of my favorite times of year is gift giving. And then I love birthdays and these events where you can give gifts, parties, anniversaries, and things like that, because I just enjoy giving a gift. And for me, a gift is really trying to think about the person as best you can. I mean, you don't always nail it, right? But you're trying to get something that is unique to them, something they'll like, maybe something they've mentioned to you. So it shows that you're caring, you're paying attention, or maybe it's something really fun and jokey between the two of you, or it's just a fun thing. And I know that the gift is more about me and the giver, because you're making yourself happy, right? You're giving a gift. So I just personally get a lot of happiness by giving a gift. And I always joke with my people in my life that if I was really rich, I would have so much fun. Because, like, I always like those tip jars and I just want to, like, blow someone's mind and put a couple $100 in there or something like that. You know, which I am going to do one day. I always say, yeah, just blow someone's mind and pay off their mortgage or something fun like that. Which I actually have done. And we used to have a cancer foundation, my husband and I and my team. And we help people pay off mortgages. So it was so much fun. So that's the idea behind where I come from in gift giving. How can you just really melt someone's heart and make them happy? And it doesn't have to be, I tell my kids all the time, it could be a $5 item, it could be a dollar store item, or it could be, you know, an expensive item. It doesn't matter. It could be simplicity. And so that's what this is about. So let's just jump into it. I'm going to start off with the gifts I'm offering you, of course, the things that you can do through me, things that I know about, and then I'm going to move on to some great ideas that I've given people or I find great, so maybe you will too, but let's get into it. So if you're going to work with me, Dr. Lisa Solcenti, you can go to my website, drlisasolcenti.com, and one of the best gifts that you can give, and I know people do this, and it's really, really received well by the person getting the gift, is a consultation with me. Believe it or not, people love it. They'll be like, oh my gosh, I got this for my birthday or for Christmas, and I've been wanting to meet with you, or I've been wanting to meet with a functional nutritionist, and I'm just so happy I have this opportunity. So in the holiday season right now that we're in, and this podcast you might hear at a different time, but we're going into this podcast, as I'm saying this, we're going into Thanksgiving and then December holidays, right? For me, Christmas. I do run specials now and then during special events, so you can check these out through the year. But right now you can get someone and a loved one or yourself, I'm going to talk about that briefly, you can get a gift card for a consultation with me. So right now it's on sale for $99. It's usually $200. So you're getting an hour visit with me for $99. And if you want a really pretty gift card, I'll give you one. If you just want an email receipt, we can do that too. But that's a great gift as a consultation with me. And that would be for an hour. We would discuss the person's health concerns, any of the lab tests they have taken, their visits to their other doctors, their medical records, and we would go from there and try to see how we can help them. So that's obviously a great one. The sale I'm running to, if they ever do labs with me, that they can get if they meet with me for the special, is we are running up to $100 off on our lab testing and our nutrition programs too. So there are specials running right now on all of that. So that's it's just a fantastic gift, because the gift of health is truly, let's get into their gut. Let's see what's going on. True health starts there. So that's the first one that I think is the best one, of course. I'm biased on that one. We also have The Kind Body, which is my skincare company. So if you were to go there and you wanted to do skincare, I have set this up, my colleagues and I, my co-owner and I, her name's Lisa too, so it's Lisa and the Kind Body Jam. We have designed this perfectly for people. So this is literally the second most important gift, because the skin, well, I don't even know which you could say is more important, the skin or the gut, because the gut is the largest organ inside the body and the skin is the largest organ outside the body. So they both are taking in whatever you eat or whatever you put on your skin, and that is going in the body. So they can create disease or make disease. Perfectly put. So the way we design the Kind Body is that whatever you're going to put on your skin is going to be toxic-free, junk-free, GMO, gluten, you know, all the plastics and parabens and fillers and all that stuff. There's lists of it. So the way we did this is we always started with our face, because this is the products we use. We were worried about our face. We were using these products ourselves. And then Lisa's phenomenal. She makes them, and then she makes me some. And my friends were like, well, I want some. Can I have some? So we wound up bottling this up for people, and it's great. It's such a great gift. And you honestly, I cannot find too many that are compatible to what we do. There are a few, usually the women that make their own too, and they might sell them on Etsy or at fairs. But really, honestly, once you get into these corporates, these corporate brands, I don't want to get into brands, but you just really Google the ingredients, you'll realize they're not as pure and great for your skin. So the way we have it done is, if you were to wash your face, you know, we do have a body and face wash. So you can use it for both your face and your body. So that's made of pure soap and the essential oils that we love to use for the skin. And you can clean your skin and your face that way. We also have, what's amazing, is a body and face oil. And why this is so amazing is it's just pure omegas, it's oil, and then we put the essential oils that are crucial to the skin, and also gives it a beautiful smell. We don't use fragrances or anything like that, dyes, coloring, nothing. But people don't love to put oil on their skin. They think it's gonna clog their skin. They think all these false myths that you were taught. So a lot of disease and illnesses come from false myths. I wanna really get into some of these fun gifts, so I don't wanna get into this whole big thing. But please know that one of the main things of the way we damage our skin is we damage our skin because our skin doesn't have enough fatty acids in them. So our oils have fatty acids, and that's the easiest way to get it into your skin. And obviously in your diet, you would eat like avocados, olive oil, things like that. But we use olive oil in our products. We use coconut oil in our products purposely for this. We use avocado butter to get the essential oils into your skin. You won't get skin damage if you use these. So this face body oil is phenomenal. It is not going to make you break out. That is a false myth. And if you felt like it was a little greasy because it's an oil, you just wait for it to absorb the second layer. It absorbs the first layer in, and then there'll be a little bit of a greasy feeling. So you just wait for the second layer to get into your skin, and your skin will never, ever be better, healthy as it could be. If you don't like that little greasy second layer, you just wipe it off. But for me, you just leave it on because it's all goodness. So then you're going to want to put on a moisturizer. So we have a face cream. It is beautiful. Made out of avocado. Again, we're getting the essential oils into your skin. Your skin won't actually, you shouldn't get damaged. Sunburn is the number one thing, is a lack of sunburn and skin damage is really a lack of fatty acids in the skin. Believe it or not, that is really the truth behind it all. So if you had to exfoliate your skin or your face, we have a sugar scrub. It's beautiful. It's with coconut oil. So again, based on the essential oils. We have, so that's really the skincare there. Oh no, the sugar scrub I just talked about. Beautiful, beautiful. So you can go to our website, thekindbody.com, and you can make a cute little package right there. You can get a gift card if you wanted to. The other two products that are my favorite is our soothing muscle butter and our cooling muscle butter. I'm a chiropractor. We're dealing with pain all the time, muscle pain, joint pain, back pain. And these are the natural versions of, you know, the products out there. And I'll say, that I've used them in my practice before I made my own, and they're just garbage. You've got petroleum in them, dyes in them. My fingers were turning blue, and you know what I'm talking about, those icy hots, those things that you put on your muscles so your skin feels hot or cold, pain relieving gels. These two are the best on the market. We just love them. And we also have a Calm Body Butter. This one was originally made for the belly. So if you have digestive upsets, I actually do a lot of nutrition work, a lot of digestion work. Calm Belly Butter is what we originally called it. It's you put it on, it's a butter. You put it on your, you rub it on your belly, and it calms down the digestive upsets because of the essential oils that's in there. We called it Calm Body. We changed the name. So some of you might be familiar with the belly, because patients were using it, and actually some C-section scars and stretch marks and other weird things along the skin were going away. So we use it for the body now because it has some great, great benefits. And our new product that everybody's so amazed at, I laugh because we just amazed that it works as well as it does, is the crushed cellulite oil. So it is an oil, again, really, really healthy for your skin, or oils. And we use it on, so it's like a spot check. Like, so I use it on my butt or my hiney, and has really crushed the cellulite there. It's starting to look really good. And so anywhere you see cellulite, you can rub that in twice a day. So that's an amazing one. So if you go there, we also have cute little bag you can buy, and you can make your own little kit. So check out thekindbody.com. Honestly, such a great place to shop. I know I'm a little biased there. Last thing I'm going to talk about my products is, we also have, if you're local with me, so the nutrition you can do online, you can do it telemedicine, you can do it in my office. The Kind Body, you can shop, you can buy. So it doesn't matter where you are when you listen to this podcast. But if you're local to me and you can come in, we have an anti-aging room in our practice, and right now we're doing cryoskin. Next year we're bringing a few more things in, so we're super excited about that. But this is using cold therapy for facials and toning the body, so that is our anti-ager. And you also can use cryoskin, which is my magic cold wand, for fat loss. So that's just a beautiful, you can get a nice gift card there too, and they can pick what they want to do. The facials are just phenomenal. My favorite thing, one of my favorite things. So I have many favorite things, right? Okay. So that's holiday shopping with me. Let me move on to some of my other favorites. So I love, love, love the idea of an air diffuser. So you can go on Amazon and you can pick out a really nice one. I tend to like the bigger one, I believe, if I look for you. I think it's like a 500 milliliter it holds. One of the bigger ones, because it just goes a little longer. And so I love air diffusers over candles. When you really start Googling what they put into candles, the fragrances are cancerous. They're not good to breathe in. The wick, if it's the wrong type of wick, the plastics or the waxes that they might put into these candles wouldn't be great. So I know people love to give candles. They smell yummy, but they're really not healthy for the body. Another way, you know, you can bring in toxins is what you're breathing in. So that's another huge area of the body. So that's what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on food, right? Healthy food, healthy baskets. That's a great gift. But also skincare, super, super important area where you can give healthy gifts. And breathing, right? Breathing, air diffusers. The essential oils that I love that you might want to check out is Plant Therapy, planttherapy.com. I love their oils. They use organic essential oils and in their blends. They have an organic line. They have a kids line. They have a holiday line. They're just, they're the essential oils that we use in our Kind Body products. It's just a phenomenal company. They even sell diffusers there if you want to get one of theirs. So that's a great gift package you can design yourself. Awesome idea. And you can't have too many of those. The only thing I have to say is just make sure you clean that out weekly so you don't get any mold or anything growing in there. And if you're giving them to your kids as a gift, teach them. Okay, another one that my family loves, they love them at their birthdays, they love them on the holidays, every Christmas. They're like, Mom, you're going to get the Hydro Flasks? So we just love Hydro Flasks. And if you go to hydroflask.com, that's a great place. I know, guys, a secret is that last Christmas I got them at a really good price for Black Friday. So Hydro Flasks are stainless steel, and that's just like a water bottle. But again, if you go to my website, drlisasoldensi.com, or listen to my previous podcast about water and water bottles, you do want to make sure that you change them up to safe water bottles. So this is really where you can start this holiday, is start buying Hydro Flasks. The other company I love is Life Factory. They're the glass bottles and they have a silicone cover. But those are a little leaky at times, so I prefer the Hydro Flasks. Now, what I love to spice up our water is I do, if you look at my sports drinks on my website, drlisasoulsenti.com, I show you how to make a natural electrolyte. Super easy, totally healthy. You balance out your electrolytes when you need to do that. Beats any of those electrolyte drinks out there. And then the second level would just be coconut oil, but that's another podcast. Vitamin C powder. So what I do is if you could use your Hydro Flask and make your own electrolyte from my recipe, but my kids tend to like the powder that I buy, and I buy a very pure electrolyte powder. I don't buy any junk ones. And you can reach out to me through email or on my nutrition store, which you go to my website, you can sign up. It's called Full Script, and we can communicate through Full Script, and I can get you the electrolyte. You can order it. It'll be with you in 2 days through Full Script, and I can show you which one my family loves. So that's a great drink. That's a great little gift too, like a Hydro Flask and a little healthy electrolyte powder, right? I love to add to my water bottles is a vitamin C powder, totally pure, has a little bit of sweetness in it. They use monk fruit, and I just love it. I also put it in my teas, which I'm about to go into my next gift for you. So that powder, if you want to know that, just reach out to me too. So my next gift is tea. I just love tea. Honestly, if you go back in time, that's the tinctures that they used to make to heal people. Making tea as pure as possible is the healthiest thing you can do. Like, so if you were going to steep ginger root, right, it's going to be super healthy. So one of the things I love that I came across, and my sister showed me after she came back from London, was an electric tea kettle. You guys might be ahead of me on this one, but I am absolutely in love with this. She bought me one this year and I just love it. It's so fast and easy. They have a lot of cute ones out there. So you can go with the Black Friday sales and the holiday sales coming up, look for a good deal on an electric tea kettle. When I tell you that you can heat your tea up so fast and it's so hot, it's so amazing. It makes tea easy. I don't like heating up in the microwave. I have my reasons for that with cancer. And then a lot of the tea kettles that go on the stove, if you look, they're lined with like almost like a Teflon type of lining, but they're not healthy, because anytime you're heating up any of those linings and things, right, or plastic, that's not good. So also make sure the tea kettle that you get isn't a plastic one or a plastic glass or, you know, something where the plastic's going to heat up. I have a stainless steel one. So that's a great gift just right there, the tea kettle. If you wanted to add some teas to it, you could, you know, do a little tea thing. Green tea is obviously one of the most healthy teas. We get into that for many reasons. I love green tea matcha tea because matcha powder is super healthy. I also buy organic tea, and I love the lemon ginger one. That's a really good one. Again, lemon and ginger, great for the liver, great for the gut, everything. What's another one that I love? Oh, there's one that's organic that's turmeric. I don't know if it's turmeric ginger or turmeric lemon, but that's a great one because turmeric is just super healthy too. So lots of teas that you can do out there. I'm just mentioning the ones that I like. So you can do a variety of teas with get a cute little teacup and do that, or the tea kettle alone, however you want to do it. I also love coffee. So the other way is to go the other side of the world is coffee, right? And so what you can do here is mushroom coffee is actually in right now, and it's a healthier version of coffee because you're getting some mushrooms in that are super beneficial. So you get a little coffee, but you're getting some of the mushrooms, superfood benefit in it. And so mushroom coffee, the one that I like is, what's the name of it? Sigmatic. Sigmatic is the name. They make loose coffee that you can make. It's a mushroom coffee. So it has coffee in it and mushrooms. And You can also buy the instant packages that they have that you can just pour in your cup and put the hot water from your electric tea kettle. So they actually do go together. And they do the K-cups. I'm not a big K-cup fan because of the plastic that's in the K-cup. It's not good for the environment and also not good to ever take plastic and heat it up and then drink from it. So if we do coffee and I do a K-cup, I actually put the ground coffee in a K-cup thing. But again, that's a little bit, it's got less plastic, one of those meshy things. But I'm not a big K-cup drinker person. One of the best ways to do coffee is actually a French press. So you could also do that as a gift, a French press. The last thing I just bought myself was a frother because I'm getting into matcha coffee and I like to make it myself. Starbucks is not the place to go. So if you find yourself buying Starbucks gift cards and Starbucks gifts and Starbucks coffees, see, you're doing the opposite. I know it's a great gift and you're like, you think it's a great gift and everyone loves Starbucks, but you're really not making the person healthy. You're really hurting their health. Now, people I know have said this to me. They're like, it's Christmas, it's holidays, it's Hanukkah, it's their birthday. I don't care. It's just once a year. It's a gift. And that's not me. So that's not what this podcast is about. This is really caring. This is about really caring. This is a loving time of year. This is a joyful time of year. This is celebrating love. So not for me. I'm not going to give somebody Starbucks. So, and if I have for anybody in the past, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure I haven't. I love the matcha coffee. So you could buy matcha, right? There's lots of great brands. Again, I have matcha, all different types of teas and coffees and stuff like that in my full script. But you can also check out some of these great companies. You can make matcha tea. You just put 1 to 2 tablespoons of matcha powder in a cup, pour 2 ounces, I guess, about of hot water in the cup. And you can adjust how much water and powder you need, of course, to your taste and your liking. And in my teas, when I'm doing lemon ginger tea or I'm doing, like I said, to green tea with matcha, I just I like to personally add my vitamin C powder. Sometimes I throw my collagen peptide powders in here. So those are things too. If you really want to like do something different, I can work with you. I can show you the vitamin C powder I use. I can show you the collagen peptide powder I use, and you can make a cute little healthy package of tea, you know, a mug and some, you know, great electrolyte drink or some vitamin C. So this is so much you can do just in this one conversation of hydro flasks, electrolytes, vitamin C, teas, matcha powders, coffee, French press. Get the idea? The matcha coffee is 2 teaspoons of matcha powder, right? And now you're just going to put it in hot water instead of, before you did too. But then you're going to add the milk and you can get a little frother, which is what I just bought myself and I just love. And you can froth up that milk. So there's also, you can make your own matcha coffee. I have recipes for that too. 1/2 cup of hot water and then you whisk, you mix in 1 cup of warm and you can froth that up too. Love, 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 love. And again, you can add your vitamin C powder to that or your collagen peptide powders. Just so much fun there. I think you guys get the idea with that, right? So much there. So let's think of another thing. Plants. Now this might sound so obvious, but succulents are actually a great plant. And one of the ones I love is aloe. Because we use aloe a lot in the leaky gut, but you can put aloe on the skin. It is so amazing. Unless the person is allergic to it, it's a great plant. And I grew up with them. And I remember like my grandparents, you know, they would show us how to open them and put them on our skin. You could make aloe juice from it if you, I don't have that recipe, but you could figure that out. Aloe is just a healing plant. So you can buy a lot of, you know, there's other plants too. There's herbs, right? Herbal plants that are healing. There's dried herbs too. The other thing is, if we got into some foods, is seeds. Seeds are expensive, nuts and seeds. So a nice jar of trail mix instead of a jar of like cocoa. We're going to get to cocoa in a minute. But a nice trail mix, or if you can come up with a creative idea of how to put trail mix in, but seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, all those seeds, they're super healthy and they're not cheap anymore. Even natural honey, what an amazing gift. You know, if you go to the farmer's market and you buy really good honey, it's not cheap, right? You're also helping small businesses when you do stuff like this. So if you have a honey maker near you, a bee maker, a bee guy, or a farm near you or a farmer's market you can go to. I personally, I'm telling you right now, if you bought me natural honey, and someone did actually recently, one of my patients did, just because they were so happy with me and I'm so happy with them. just for fun, somebody bought me a beautiful jar of natural honey from I can't believe it. They went to a farmer's market and thought of me. It was amazing. So that is a gift. Hint, hint, if anyone's listening, buy me a gift. That's a great one. Handmade soaps. So I don't make handmade soaps at thekindbody.com. But again, great gifts, right? They're just not made of all the junk that's in the other soaps. So when you go to these craft sales and you see people making soaps, and you know, these are small businesses. Any of those crafts aren't, you know, that's the next thing I want to say is any, you know, these, a lot of them are women, but they're not all women, but you know, some of the men, you know, they're at these craft sales. They are spending so much of their heart and their energy and their time and their physical, you know, sweat into making homemade gifts, you know, homemade products. So handmade soaps, and then you can see there's jewelry there. You know, they just do so many things with signs and just goes on and on. So you might want to look at those too. Do read ingredients on some of those things. Other thing that is really interesting, and we're almost done because I like to keep these short. This one is going over the 20-minute mark that I've always promised you guys, but there's so much fun here. A solar charger is actually a great idea, especially where I live, and we've been in so many weird things where we don't have our power. Hurricanes is one of the things that comes to mind where I live. I live near the ocean. So the hurricanes that hit, the storms that hit, and we're out of power. A solar charger for your phone, your kids, think about that, you know, your college kids. It's just a great idea, right? As long as you have service, because sometimes the hurricanes hit and there's no service. But the solar charger, I think, is really good. And then you can even get some of those solar chargers that are bigger that can help you with other things. But it's a great idea, right? You think about that. Online yoga classes, that's a great idea too. Online Pilates classes, things like that. Yoga mat, and then you're thinking about working out if anybody wanted to start that. I know I love to collect the weights and the bands. I'm in my office, I'm always running out of bands. So you guys know if I'm trying to show you exercise with the bands, I'm always like, oh my gosh, I'm out of a band, because I hand them out. I give them to people and then I don't have them when I need to go over them. So like the exercise bands, you know, the little weights, the yoga mats, they're all great gifts. They're just great gifts. There's no reason you can't have a new yoga mat because they get pretty gross. I'm going to get a little bigger with appliances. The Instapot is probably one of the best gifts too, because it's really, or a crock pot, either one. The Instapot is just like the cooker pressure that goes a little faster. So you can make things in 30 minutes that might take 3 hours with a crock pot. My favorite, actually, if I had to pick, is the crock pot, because I just like putting it in the morning, going to work and coming back, and there it is. So I'm a big crock pot and stew person, you'll see with my recipes, because it just makes a working mom's life easier, in my opinion. But the Instapot too. Sometimes you forget and it's like 3 o'clock and you're like, darn it, I should have started the crock pot. The Instapot saves you there. So that's actually really good. And the electric heat, like I said, the electric tea kettle is my favorite, because everyone knows that I hate the tea kettle because I go on the stove. If you want to go even bigger and really impress people, water filters, one by Berkley is actually really good. So a really good water filter that, you know, this one's on the counter, I believe, by Berkley. But if you want to go big for somebody, you're looking for a really big gift and really please them. Water filter, even that goes underneath the sink. You can't go wrong, because water needs to be at its best, because there's a lot of things in water that make us sick. So that's a whole nother podcast, but a water filter, filtration system or something in that avenue is a great idea. The last thing I want to talk about is a gift I bought myself. So what I like to do, and I think I said I would mention this, I'm going to wrap it up after this. I hope you're liking my ideas, but I'm super excited. So I started this little thing with me. My mom, I have to say, my mom gave me this idea, or my mom told me to do this. And I didn't do it. She's telling me forever. And finally, I just started doing it. But she was always like, just treat yourself. You know, just treat yourself. Make sure you just take time to treat yourself. And I'm not that type of person. She knows I'm like a workaholic. You know, I love to work and I love to create. And I'm not a shopper. Honestly, I'm going over holiday gift ideas because I just need, like, I like things simple. Like, tell me, you know, I want to always think of the person, but give me a cool idea. Share it. And so, you know, I'm not one to shop for myself. So I said that. So I started this thing when Black Friday comes around. My birthday happens to be New Year's, so it's kind of easy for me. So I say to myself, yeah, I'm going to treat myself to maybe a Christmas gift. Like, I'll just say, you know, Merry Christmas to myself. But really, I celebrate myself on my birthday. And you, of course, can do gift massages. You know, there's obviously, I didn't mention, you know, massage or pedicure or things like that, because to me, those are the obvious. So I gave myself a gift 1 year. I buy a couple little gifts myself each Christmas for my birthday. So I kind of do that. So when you see these sales, especially that gift that, like, if I was buying somebody electric tea kettle and I wanted one, I would buy myself one. So I started doing that. And I don't go crazy, but I have so much fun because it's like, oh, I'm buying myself some birthday presents. So I bought this book called, because books to me are just amazing gifts, but they're hard to give if you don't really know what the person wants. So I bought the 1 Year Bible by Expressions. And I've always wanted to read the Bible. This is me and my thing. I always wanted to read it. And I do believe that growing up Catholic was one of those things where they didn't read the Bible together. Like, we didn't read the Bible as kids. We didn't read the Bible as a family. The religion I grew up in, we just didn't do that. I don't know why, but we didn't. The priest read the gospel to you, and just then we talk about it. But we never, like, sat down collectively as a group and read the Bible. And I tried several times on my own and just was like, I can't do this. This is hard. I don't know why I thought it was so hard, but I just couldn't do it. I just started and I was like, I don't know what's going on here. No way. So I bought this book and a friend recommended it to me, and I did. I bought it for Christmas time for myself right around my birthday, and I started last year on January 1st. It is now almost the end of November, and I am glad to say that I am almost at the end of the Bible. And as of 2022, I have read the entire Bible almost. So I'm so proud of myself. It's actually a goal I set. It's probably a great New Year's resolution. It's just a great goal. And it's one that I actually kept. You know what I'm saying? It's one that I actually did. So this one is unique because it's 1 year you're getting through the Bible. And so when you start on January 1st, you'll start with Genesis, which is the first book. And they'll give you, on January 1st, so they'll give you a part of Genesis. Great. Let me look at it really fast so I don't get it wrong. So you're going to get part of the Old Testament and part of the New Testament. So it starts off January 1st, my birthday, and it'll say Genesis 1, and you're going to read 1 to 2, and that's what they give you. Then they also give you on the same day of January 21st is to read Matthew. So now that's going to be a gospel, of course, right? But it's going to be the New Testament. So you're reading a part of the Old Testament. They give you a part from the New Testament. And then it goes in order from there. So January 2nd is going to be the next part of the Genesis and the next part of Matthew. And it goes forward like that. So that's how you get through it in a year. They also, on the same day, will give you a psalm and a proverb. Those I didn't focus as hard as I did on the New Testament and the Old Testament every day. So in this year, I can go back and read it again and focus maybe more on a little bit more of the message, because this I read it more as the history of what happened. And now I can go back and maybe read it more as the message. I could pay more attention maybe to the Psalms or the Proverbs. But that is a great gift. So if you know someone who's religious, and they're going through a religious holiday, you know, Christmas, this might be this is an amazing gift. It's probably one of the best gifts I've given myself, I have to say. I really do. I think it is the best gift I've given myself. So I have to thank my girlfriend for that one. But I'm going to share that with you. She shared it with me. I'm sharing it with you. And there's no better way than to get right with God and build a relationship with God through the Bible. You know, if you haven't been going to church, I've talked to so many people who say that, you know, they're getting turned off by the church, that they haven't gone, or that they just, you know, they have to get back into it. They just haven't. I know COVID did a big change on people with going. This Bible, this 1 year Bible Expressions, is one of the best gifts you can give yourself, because you can read it and let God speak to you, and you let your spiritual growth for the next 2023 just happen. So plant the seed and just let their spirit grow from it. So that's it. I just want to thank you. If you have any great ideas, email me, because you know me, I love a healthy idea. And I love simplicity too. You have to keep this shopping easy for me. Have a wonderful holiday. We will be back in the new year with a new season. Thank you.